Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with daily covering, for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Barber now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding misplays the ball. That's an error on Breeding. Bauer scores. Tuttle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Seaburn moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg is called out on strikes. 1 out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber bunts towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Breeding throws towards the plate. Ginsburg fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ginsburg. Seaburn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Daly reaches second base with a double. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to third. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daly scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber fires to first and has Hamlin trapped. There's the throw to Hansen, who tags Hamlin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasbye hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Lump, who tags Tasbye, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brandt moves to third. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Steve Barber. Leo Keeley now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. Marty Cutina now pitching. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. Courtney moves to second. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Woodling is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Pappas now pitching. Clint Courtney now catching. Billy Klaus now playing second base. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-4 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.